It's Brian and Trisha in the morning conversation today. Do you take toiletries from hotel rooms?
Now, what are we calling a toiletry?
Okay, a toiletry to me is like the little soap bar or the shampoo, conditioner, or lotion.
Okay, yeah.
Those things that they provide for you to use while you're in the room.
Okay, but not the remote to the TV.
No, that's not a toiletry. Well, or a
light
towel.
Bulbs out of the lamps. And
the towel is not a toiletry. That's something that they, you know, it's reusable.
Silverware and plates and cups.
I'm going to take that TV out of there because I feel like that's a toiletry. No, not those things.
Things that you would use on your body in the bathroom.
Yes.
But not a towel.
Yeah.
Not pillowcases and bed sheets and blankets.
No. The
Bible,
furniture.
The Gideon Bible out of the drawer.
I think that's okay.
You know, I actually do. You're right. I think they would like for you to take that.
Yes, I think that's okay to take because they can be restocked because that's
like
sharing
the
word of
spread.
God. Yeah. So there's been a survey recently that people are kind of mixed on it, but most people think it's okay. So 58% of Americans say they usually steal. I wouldn't say take it because they're there for you to use,
right.
You know, but,
if you've opened the shampoo, they're not going to leave it for the next guy.
No, they're going to throw that away.
Right.
So you might as well take it.
Right.
But 58% of Americans say they usually take the toiletries from their hotel room. 23% who only do it if they open them while they're there, and 35% who do it no matter what.
I think I only take the ones that I've opened because I use them as like little travel sizes.
Well, I do too, but I feel like, you know, lately during the pandemic, you know, if you take a packet of ketchup from a restaurant for
right.
a long period, you know, for this past year or more, if you take it and you touch it, they would throw it away afterwards.
Probably so.
I wonder if it's the same thing with some of these hotels.
Yeah, they may literally go in and sweep the room.
So I'm going to keep taking the toiletries.
Yeah.
I mean, those little, the little sample size lotions is what I call it. It's a good way to, you know, test out these products and see, because they may be brands that you don't normally buy.
Right.
So this is good marketing for the companies too.
I always find it funny that they've got like body wash in there, but I don't use body wash. I use soap, just regular soap,
yeah.
You know, but that's just me and a personal preference, but I've never taken those because I wouldn't use them at home. Like if I'd taken every body washer, I'd have like dozens of these from hotels all around the country. And like, I don't know what I'm going to do with them because I don't use body wash. So.
But if you're ever in a pinch and you don't have something,
sure.
Then, you know,
if you're out of soap. You
yeah.
know.
Oh, wait, I got that little tiny bar.
I'm wondering how great that body wash is because I mean, like, is it as good as soap? I mean, does it get you as clean? Does it remove smells and all that? And can you use it on your hair? Like, could you, if you literally were out of everything else and you're like, thank goodness I stole all of those body washes, could you go from head to toe and
some
hair
body washes,
and everything with just body wash?
Some body washes, especially for men, I think, have where you, it's like head and
really?
Body wash.
Wow.
Where it's like an all-in-one, kind of like babies.
Maybe I should start thinking about this. Maybe
baby
I should read.
Soap?
Yeah.
You can use that
all over
the
whole
baby.
Yeah.
They got hair.
You soap up a whole baby with that.
Yeah. Like
well,
baby body wash.
Maybe I should start doing that. Just squirt it on the top of my head, lather it up, and just be done with it. I'm a one product guy. Look at this. Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Good morning. I just was hearing y'all talk about the hotel.
Yeah.
Products. And I'm one of those that actually takes them, but I take them not because I use them, but I take them because I use them. I fill little Ziploc bags and give them to the homeless.
Oh,
what a great idea.
That is a very good idea.
Smart man.
Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It is a Wednesday. It's Brian and Trisha and rolling through your morning. And we've got this morning conversation up. I've had some decent phone calls on it already.
Yes. The morning conversation. Do you take the toiletries from the hotel rooms when you're staying in a hotel?
If I open them, I take them. If it's a product I'll use, I'll take them. But I don't take towels.
No,
I don't think that's a toiletry.
I agree with you. I am talking about the shampoo, conditioner, lotion. That's
right.
What I take. I will take those. And I actually stick the lotion in my purse because that's a good size to keep in my purse. And then, you know, you may decide that you actually like that product and that brand. But now I've stayed in some hotels that they've got the body wash and the conditioner.
European
and the
style.
Yes, where you squeeze it out.
Yeah.
And there's actually a hotel, when we went to Pigeon Forge a couple of weeks ago, they have the soap in a squeezable dispenser on mm-hmm. the wall. But I really like that. And, you know, you can't just take that home. That would be wrong to just
Trisha
remove
doing
it.
Dangerous licks in the hotel room or whatever, devious licks or whatever it is.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, not at all. All right, let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Good morning. Are we talking about the question of the day, the body washes and toiletries?
Yes.
I absolutely take them. And not only do I take them, I go to the front desk and request more.
What do you do that for?
Well, because they are, okay, you guys, don't think bad of me, but they're cute little gifts. When I make gift baskets, you place those in there because I don't normally use that brand. And kind of like Trisha was saying, some of my friends will buy them. I have bought the lotion and body wash out of the hotels that I've used. And it's also put me on a newer brand.
Like, yes.
The Paul Mitchell Lemon Sage Body Wash. I never used that until, not that particular brand, until I used it in the hotel. So I bought that one. And the lotions are really good. And I also get the toothbrushes and the toothpaste and the razor and the shower cap. Oh,
so
I forgot the 40.
Do you just go up like with a bag up to the front desk and you're like, fill me up, whatever you got?
No, you can't go with the bag, but I know they can tell what room is calling, and I promise you, I will call, and then I'll scoot you down to the front desk and get it. And if it's something that we really like, then I'll make my husband do it. Men are not really, like, as happy, or at least my husband's not. And he'll be like, no, you've got enough. And I'm like, get some more. What if we're, like, trapped on the side of the road and we need to wash our hands, you know?
You got
to
be prepared. But the whole gift-giving thing, what are the people who receive these as gifts? Are they like, did you really go to the hotel and you got me a gift?
Well, see, they know me, so they already know. They're like, okay, so am I going to get the lotion and the body wash today? And I'm like, no. Wait till a holiday. Hello?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we really appreciate you calling.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Oh, man. I got a lot of opinions right now.
There was a whole lot there.
That's a lot to unpack. We didn't get her name.
No, she probably didn't want us to have it.
It might be best
if
we don't.
The hotel people are all listening like, yeah. Oh, it's her. It's her. She's the
tourism,
one that calls us.
The tourism board's going to have a special called meeting.
They recognize her voice.
Impossible questions next. Good morning.
It's Brian and Trisha and the impossible question. The winner
you can't take a bag. We could be stuck on the side of the road.
We might need that shampoo on the side of the road.
The fact that she thought you sounded stupid. You can't take a bag to the front desk and just ask for stuff.
Your toiletries, you just don't put them in a bag.
Like that her husband is like, look, we have enough. No, we don't.
We need gifts. These are gifts. That was so funny. Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay. The impossible question. The winner is going to get $20 in Cat's cash from Cat's Grocery in Radcliffe or E-Town, a free item from Zaxby's, and an extra value meal at an E-Town area McDonald's. And I'll look at my purse and see if I have a lotion or something from a hotel recently.
I can't do this. Nearly 90% of people surveyed would spend $1 million on traveling rather than what? The answer is not stolen hotel shampoo.
Nearly 90% of people surveyed would spend $1 million on traveling rather than what? It's Brian and Trisha and the impossible question. Nearly 90% of people surveyed would spend $1 million on traveling rather than what?
I guess they probably just take a bag and go down to the front desk.
But you can't take a bag.
That old woman killed me, man. Oh, let's go to the phones. Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Purchasing a home?
No.
Hey, Quixie.
Is it rather than upgrading their house?
No.
Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Hey, it's your favorite toiletry girl. Are you guys?
Oh, your phone's cutting out.
An answer. It's closed.
It is closed.
Wow. So the most unreasonable person we've spoken to all morning wins the impossible question. Who is this?
Well, now you guys will know. Janelle Daly.
And now all those hotel people are listening, and they're like, now we got her name. We're going to put her down.
Janelle Lotion Bailey is the winner this morning. Tell her what she's won.
You got $20 in Cat's Cash from Cat's Grocery in Radcliffe or E-Town, a free item from Zaxby's, and an extra value meal from an E-Town area McDonald's. And I did say I was going to look in my bag for some lotion, but I feel like you probably got plenty, so I don't even need to look. I'm just going to go ahead and keep that.
You can never have enough. Look in your bag, babe. Look there. Did you hear my husband?
No.
He said it's wintertime. He said it's wintertime now. Skin dries out fast.
Better go to a hotel so you can stock up.
Oh, that's funny. Guys, y'all tickle me. I love y'all.
I swear, this show is going to go completely off the rails this morning. I can feel it coming.
All right, so the answer to the question, nearly 90% of people surveyed would spend $1 million on traveling rather than what? The answer is clothes.